What would Spain be without Barcelona and its northeastern region of Catalonia? Well, we may soon find out. The leaders of the autonomous region have announced that if their independence party wins regional elections in September, that will lead to secession and independence from Spain by 2017. Artur Mas is the president of Catalonia. He stopped by our studios last week to discuss his people's aspirations for independence.
My commitment is to hold a referendum on independence. And we will see if the majority of the Catalan people vote yes or no.
So help Americans understand what Catalonians really want. Why is Spain not good enough for them now? Why do they feel like they need to go on their own at this point?
Well, Catalonia has its own culture, its own identity, and its own language. And we have to protect them, we have to defend them, and we have to develop them. We have also a deep sense of self-government. In fact, I'm the 129th president of Catalonia. Compare it with the United States. Barack Obama is the 44th president of the United States. I'm the 129th president of Catalonia, a country that was born in the Middle Ages. So we have a very deep sense of self-government, and we want to protect it for the future. On the other hand, we have also a collective project to develop from the social, the economic, and the cultural point of view. To carry out all these things needs tools and legal capacity to take decisions and resources. And this is something that we have to build again. And this is why we are seeking independence or a new state for Catalonia, integrated in the European Union and in the Eurozone. We don't want to be an isolated country. We won't be integrated in Europe as we are now. We want to be integrated in the Eurozone and so on.
And that's a key question. Spain doesn't want to let you go, of course. They want to keep their national integrity, their territorial integrity, their economic integrity. And Spain is hard at work in the European Union trying to convince its allies in the Union and elsewhere not to make it easy for you economically. How are you going to prevent the Eurozone and the European Union and all of the other institutions that are key to a viable European state mm-hmm. from excluding you? Spain is working hard to keep you excluded from that club.
Mm-hmm. Spain says that we are not allowed to hold a referendum on independence, that we are not allowed to build a new state in Catalonia. But I think that when things become real, then the attitudes will change because we are already in the European Union. We belong to the Eurozone. We use the euro as our currency. And it is not easy for another European country to try to expel us out of this European Union. It's a tactic game in this sense, but when the reality comes, I'm sure that they will change their attitude.
Now, that negotiation, you are here in the United States trying to strengthen your hand in that negotiation. You've been here in New York. You've been meeting with investors and and fund managers and hedge funds and the big money people who keep the money flowing to Barcelona and Catalonia, convincing them not to pull their money out, which is what I think Spain would like to see, make it economically difficult for you. How's it going in this part of the negotiation?
Well, it's going quite well. In the last quarter of 2014, last year, foreign investments increased in Catalonia in comparison with what happened in the last quarter of the year before, 2013. And I'm absolutely convinced that Americans and Catalans share probably the same values. You struggle for democracy, freedom, self-determination, and we do too.
Artur Mas is the president of Catalonia. Catalonia holds a referendum in September when the people in Barcelona and the surrounding area in Catalonia will decide if they want to break away from Spain. Mr. President, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.